I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
I'm John DeSando.
This is Cinema Classics.
It is. How about a classic in the making?
Yeah, a new star?
A new star.
On the rise?
Yeah, I think so.
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver.
Has starred in four films. So there was, obviously, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yep.
The final Star Wars movie. Marriage Story,
you bet.
Of course. In addition to that, he starred in The Report.
Yes.
And in Jim Jarmusch's zombie comedy, which I very nearly walked out on.
Yeah, The Dead,
the
Don't,
Dead
Die.
Don't Die.
I loved it. No, Bill Murray, I loved it. What is it? For instance, why in Marriage Story is he nominated, and we would even talk about him as best actor? What is his quality? Is he a De Niro?
No, he's not a De Niro. He's like has a much sweeter, natural demeanor than De Niro. He's not as intimidating or
sometimes. Well, he's dense and he's opaque.
I first became aware of him on the show Girls, the Lena Dunham show on HBO. He just rose above that cast. He's charming. He is dynamic. He's got a little bit of that old school 70s dynamism where like an emotion can explode, but he can also quietly implode.
Yeah.
Now, these new Star Wars movies don't do the guy any favors.
Yeah, but he brings a dimension to that character, and that's partly because physically he's imposing. He's about 6'3", with long, dark hair, with a craggy complexion.
And not a typically handsome face.
No, not at all. And I think
stretch.
He brings a certain weight.
I think you're right. I think he brings as much weight as anybody could. I think that role is terribly written.
Yeah.
I think as a villain, this is going to be the Darth Vader for this generation.
Right.
And what you get is a petulant, spoiled
yeah.
millennial.
You get a brooding.
Right?
Yes.
I just don't think that part really served him very well. I think he did as well as he could.
He's not Montgomery Clift. But he has that low-radar appearance mm-hmm. and attitude. He's not Joaquin Phoenix. He says, the deadly thing in my job is to attach too much meaning to everything. You have to have a sense of humor about yourself. I'm definitely trying to figure this all out as I go along, how to craft a career. As things get bigger, I have days of depression, sitting in the house and wondering, what are you doing? Is it even relevant? And he recently appeared on Fresh Air.
He walked out.
Because
he
doesn't want to hear himself. He doesn't want to see himself.
Yeah. And
he's just
you. Right. I was disappointed in that. I get it, obviously, because I wouldn't want to either. She did that to him before, played a clip when he didn't want to hear it. And he requested this time that they don't do that.
That's
and they
right.
did it again
did it,
and told him just, he served in the military. He's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's a compassionate guy. I like the work that he does off screen as well. I've been nothing but impressed with him as he continues to show his chops. In Marriage Story, there are two moments in that movie where I thought to myself, here's where he gets the nomination for Best Actor. Number one, the social worker shows up to monitor his relationship with his kid. He accidentally cuts himself. The blood is going everywhere. And it's a perfect rendition of a moment, you know, high stakes moment where things kind of get out of your control. And he just sort of collapses on the kitchen floor and lays down. And how he has to play that is really tricky. He doesn't play it for laughs. He also doesn't play it for pathos. And then the second moment when he sings the Sondheim number.
Well, that's good. That's memorable. Well, what helps me is to juxtapose The Dead Don't Die with The Report. The Report was essential, Adam Driver, to me.
Okay.
It was slow. It was dull, but it was important. He was doing work. His very persona reflected the tediousness of his...
Right. He's not showboating.
No, he's not. But The Dead Don't Die is the closest he's going to get to humor.
Yeah.
And you have to have Bill Murray next to you to pull that out of you.
I think he's done some comedy before. Logan Lucky. I think he's humorous. I think you see a lot of that come through.
Well,
in
what helps
Story.
Is that he so underplays.
Yeah.
If it's good humor, it comes out better.
Why I really started paying attention to him was another Jim Jarmusch movie, Patterson. I wasn't expecting to like it. It's all held together by his performance. And you talk about a quiet, slow moving, almost glacial.
It is good for him. Key for me is that he underplays.
He seems to be that classic Hollywood 70s star. You get inside this guy's headspace and you just want to hang out there.
So you think we've done any good for his career here?
I don't know. We should boost this on Facebook.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcve.org.